Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Very serious story out of Texas. Sent to me by a whole bunch of people. DallasNews.com reports a story. Krista Terralva wrote it. Dallas County prosecutor who withheld evidence disbarred after two men have been cleared of murder. So the attorney, the prosecutor, has been disbarred, can no longer practice law. Now, it turns out, they say, that Rick Jackson is just the fourth lawyer in the country to lose his license after egregious misconduct that led to a wrongful conviction. So we hear about these stories, and quite often all that happens is they go, oh, there was misconduct on your case, you get a new trial. Or misconduct in your case, we're going to let you out now. It turns out not only that, but we're going to go find the prosecutor who did this to you and take away his law license. So former Dallas County prosecutor quietly surrendered his license last month after the State Bar of Texas said he withheld evidence that led to the wrongful convictions of two men in the slaying of a South Dallas pastor. The State Bar concluded that Richard E. Rick Jackson failed to inform Dennis Allen and Stanley Mosey's defense attorneys about evidence that could have cleared them at their 2000 capital murder trials, so 21 years ago. As a result, the courts say, the two men wrongfully spent 14 years in prison for the murder they did not commit. This case is not about someone disbarred for making a mistake or a prosecutor who accidentally or even sloppily failed to turn over favorable evidence, said Nina Morrison, who's a lawyer with the Innocence Project in New York. She helped work on the case to get Allen and Mosey cleared. This is someone who repeatedly and intentionally hid favorable evidence from two defendants who were on trial for their lives. Texas judges found that Jackson withheld several pieces of evidence that could have helped Allen and Mosey. The men were freed from prison in 2014 and declared actually innocent in 2019 after DNA testing helped clear them. And so a lot of times when somebody gets put on trial, you know, it's, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. If they reverse the conviction, they'll just go, well, you're back to where you started. You're innocent until proven guilty, but you could have done it. Once in a while, a court or the establishment will actually announce that someone is innocent. It happens very, very rarely. But here they apparently did that to prove a point because they know these guys didn't do it. They spent time in prison for a crime they did not commit, and they were declared actually innocent. Secret deal negotiations with jailhouse informants, witness descriptions that didn't match Allen and Mosey, and false information that witnesses positively identified the men were among the evidence that Jackson kept from defense lawyers, according to judges who reviewed the cases. The Innocence Project in New York and the Innocence Project of Texas filed a 196-page grievance with the State Bar in 2018 against Jackson. Jackson has long maintained that he handed over the evidence to defense and still believes that Allen and Mosey are guilty, according to his lawyer. His lawyer says he wasn't at all guilty of any of the things he was charged with in that stupid grievance complaint, referring to his client. If he had the financial wherewithal and he fought it, we would win it. There's no question in my mind. So his attorney thinks that he could have beat the grievance. The attorney said that against his advice, the attorney chose not to spend his retirement savings fighting the accusation at a disciplinary hearing where he faced losing his law license. The state bar told the Texas Supreme Court, which oversees all attorneys practicing law in that state, that Jackson's resignation is in the best interest of the public and of the profession. Jackson joins a short list of only four prosecutors nationwide disbarred for egregious misconduct and wrongful convictions, according to the Innocence Project. Three of the four are from Texas, so that's not a real great track record there. Jackson retired from practicing law in 2013 after he was fired from the Denton County District Attorney's Office. While testifying in proceedings for Allen and Mosey's case, Jackson said he was terminated because he wanted to be tougher on crimes than his boss. The district attorney's office did not respond to requests for comment. Jackson was also among a slew of prosecutors who were not invited to remain in the Dallas County District Attorney's Office after former DA Craig Watkins won the 2006 election. His attorney said Jackson did not want to comment on the story. He's angry over what he considers false accusations against him, and he was physically ill in the attorney's office when he decided to surrender his law license. The career prosecutor now spends summers in Alaska where he drives tour buses that work with cruise ships, according to his attorney. So two men who were convicted and spent a lot of time in prison when they shouldn't have. One of them, for instance, is now 57 and said, hey, if you're actually innocent, why would you not fight for that? Then he goes, his lawyers, what would you expect them to say? And here is an innocent man pointing out that if the attorney, the prosecutor who got them convicted is innocent, he ought to fight for it the same way they fought for it. It's ironic if you think about it. The other man, Mosey, who's now 62, said he is relieved that Jackson won't practice law again and feels the punishment is fair. That's a harsh accountability because he took some harsh tactics to convict me, Mosey said. So, you know, it was a brutal crime back in 1999. The man who was murdered was stabbed and was a pastor. And they point out in the story here, the real killer has not been caught. So this is, we've talked about this before, that when prosecutors are so bent on getting convictions and they view it as a win or a loss, you often see TV commentators, used to be prosecutors, bragging about their win-loss ratio like they're pitchers vying for the Cy Young Award. And I've actually seen them go like, I was undefeated. You weren't playing a game. You were trying cases. And so the idea that you were undefeated means that you were either cherry-picking cases or you were convicting innocent people. Because it's not possible that every case that crossed your desk was righteous. That's just a mathematical fact. And I've spoken to prosecutors, and they'll tell you that. They'll say all kinds of stuff crosses your desk. Good cases, bad cases, all kinds of stuff. The notion that, no, I'm undefeated at a career prosecutor, I don't know if I'd brag about that. And you get a situation like this. And now, I don't know what this particular prosecutor's motives were in this particular case, but he did say elsewhere that he wanted to be tough on crime. Tough on crime. And so being tough on crime, great, great. Who doesn't want to be tough on crime? Have you ever seen a politician get up and run and say, I've decided that we're too tough on crime. Let's back it off a little bit. Let's go soft on crime. No one ever says that. Tough on crime is code for, you know, I'm gung-ho on this. And what that means in your mind, I don't know. Okay? I would like judges to uphold the law. I would like prosecutors to prosecute the law appropriately. And so when you get put on trial for a crime, the state is required to show you what evidence they have against you. And it allows you to have a fair trial. And it also, strangely enough, if they got the goods on you, you might be able to save the state some time and trouble and some money by saying, you know something, you got me. Let's just go straight. I'll plead to this. We'll save some time and trouble. I'll plead to this. And maybe by pleading out early, maybe I can get some leniency from the court by saying, hey, look, you know, I recognize I've done something wrong here. So there's a bunch of reasons, but not the least of which is it's just required by law that they give you the show you the evidence they have against you. They've got to give that to you. And so if they don't give that to you, it's per se an unfair trial. And so most of the time someone gets convicted, turns out they withheld evidence, they just get a new trial. And that happens. And the crazy part about a lot of those cases is the prosecutors will fight those hearings tooth and nail to not give the person a new trial. And here we have DNA that eventually cleared these guys. It wasn't them. And the prosecutor, former prosecutor, is saying, I still think they did it. So when you get somebody who insists that, no, I got the right people, even though, oh, I don't know, science says you got the wrong people, maybe you shouldn't be a prosecutor. Maybe you shouldn't be an attorney. So maybe this is a very, very good thing. So it's kind of scary. But I think, unfortunately, I think it should happen more often. I think when prosecutors have been discovered to have not turned over evidence by accident, that they should take a long, hard look at that and go, well, you knew you had a duty to do it, and you didn't do it. Maybe there should be sanctions against your legal license. So it's an extreme case. These guys spent a lot of time in prison, 14 years for murders they did not commit. And I've mentioned before that Timothy Masters, a gentleman from Colorado, spent 10 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. I wrote a book about it with him called Drawn to Injustice. And we're actually getting the book reissued. It was out of print for a little while. And sometime later on, I'll have an announcement about that. Same thing there. DNA evidence eventually proved his innocence. But along the way, he was going to get granted a new trial because of evidence that had been withheld by the prosecutors accidentally. And the strange thing about these cases is they always accidentally fail to give you the evidence that would exonerate you. They don't forget to give you the evidence that just kind of just fills the box up with extra paper. They give you tons of that. And they know what the good stuff is. And they'll often hang on to it and sit on it and hide it. And forgot about that. So crazy story, but a good result. Dallas County prosecutor who withheld evidence, disbarred after two men that he had convicted were cleared of murder. And he wound up turning in his law license. But I suspect that's because he knew he wasn't going to get to keep it. So from the DallasNews.com, Krista Turalva wrote the story. It's actually much, much longer than that. That's the highlights of it, though. And like I said, it's a good result, but it's sad that it happened. And thanks to everyone who sent it. Josh, Daryl, Jeff, Brand, and Jerry, thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Meow means woof in cat.